Hedy Loy McKinnon has a popular cookbook, To Asia with Love, and she's a contributor to Bon Appetit, yet she calls herself a home cook. Home, as in family. McKinnon says food is her gateway to deliver the memories of her late father, a Chinese immigrant in Australia's wholesale vegetable and fruit business who died when she was a teenager. Her stories and her unconventional vegetable recipes are in her new book, Tenderheart, a book about vegetables and unbreakable family bonds. And Hedy Loy McKinnon is with us now. Welcome. So nice to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Much of this book, it seems to me, is a tribute to your father, who died by my math when he was about 50. You keep the specifics private.
Mm-hmm.
But can you tell us about his life and vegetables? How does food give you, as you write it, the courage to remember?
Yeah, I mean, my father passed away when I was 15, and he came to Australia from Zhongshan, south of China, with his father. Mm-hmm. He worked at the markets, actually, with my uncle, who lived next door to us in suburban Sydney. Our whole lives as children was very abundant. My dad brought home the freshest fruits and vegetables that could be had at the local produce markets. And I think that for many decades since he passed, I was too scared to even think about him because those emotions felt too raw. And the pain of losing someone doesn't go away. It kind of binds itself to your whole soul and it becomes you. But through food, it gave me the courage to kind of think about his life, think about his legacy. I owe so much to this process of writing this book because I felt I was able to reconnect with him for the first time in many, many decades.
Well, you intersperse your life story, your family story with recipes. So I want to do that with you now.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm going to go away and try to make, maybe tomorrow, Brussels sprouts with sticky gochujang sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have to go through all the details, but what's the essence of this recipe and why you chose to include it?
So Brussels sprouts, obviously some people think that they don't taste great or...
They're very divisive in my household, I can tell you.
They are.
I'm the fan.
I mean, luckily for me, having grown up in a Cantonese household, I never really had tasted bad Brussels sprouts. But I really wanted to show people like a different way. Like, how do we make Brussels sprouts delicious? We inject them with huge flavor. We combine them with a sauce that you might not have thought about, which is gochujang, which is a Korean, you know, red pepper paste. And you can just eat that with a bowl of rice. And I think you'll be pretty happy.
Well, and it seems like it won't take too long either.
Super
quick. I mean,
quick.
Some of them are quite ambitious, and that one looks like, okay, I can do that one.
You can do it. You can do it.
Hedy, you and I have overlapping family stories. Your parents were born in mainland China around the end of World War II, same as my folks. Yours were immigrants to Australia. Mm. Mine came to the United States. And interestingly, your father delivered a kind of hybrid East-West experience when it came to food. I wonder if you have some examples from growing up.
He was really excited about after-school snack for us. So that was his meal that he prepared for his family. He would bring home apple turnovers, you know, just these little snippets of the West that we didn't really have on like an everyday basis. He also took us out to like hotel buffets and had cakes and, you know, like this was just food that we didn't eat at home. So I think in the book I describe him as a foodie before the term existed.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mom tells this story. She grew up in Shanghai and her father was that side of her family. Every once in a while he took her to the Western Hotel where the kids, she remembers being really young and the rolls and the butter, so odd, so tasty. So Western. In your book, you have a fascinating hybrid third culture recipe, the charred broccoli Reuben salad, which when I saw it, I'm like, this is fascinating. And I gather this is a takeoff of a New York City gourmet grocery sandwich.
Yeah, that is actually a broccoli Reuben sandwich. So I kind of took the elements of it and redid it, took it apart, deconstructed it, and now it's a salad. It's got the sauerkraut in there. You've got rye bread croutons. And I love doing that with food. I love remixing. Because I am vegetarian, I'm not going to go and eat a Reuben sandwich. So I'm curious enough to always want to play around with ingredients and with flavors and present something that is familiar yet really different. And I love that. I love that familiar yet creative.
You also write about your mother, who has an understated, remarkable life story. Yes. She went to Australia as an immigrant, never learned English, never learned to drive. And yet when your father passed, she had to go to the store to feed you and feed the family. How did she do that? How did she carry that out?
Wow. I mean, it was I'm getting quite emotional. It was quite a remarkable story. She was in her 40s when my dad passed away, and she had to really reinvent herself. You know, she'd never gone to a bank, for example. She'd said to me, I'd never bought groceries, never bought fruit and vegetables.
Your father did all that.
Yeah. I mean, that was just a given. So, you know, she had to basically relearn her life. And, you know, she's just inspirational, like just in the ordinary things. I think those years spent with her at home really formed maybe the person I am today and the things that I'm interested in and the way I cook. I really value all those moments we had together, just quiet moments. You know, she'd get up and make soup for lunch or noodles, or she'd go bake a taro or something. And just all those food memories, you know, they're unremarkable as everyday experiences, but they're small moments that really left a huge impact on me.
We don't have time to go into the recipe, but I just love reading the baby bok choy rice vermicelli soup. Just kind of a staple that was the comfort food of yours growing up. I want to ask about this writing process for you. I mean, you write and you say it was a healing exercise. I'm also divining it wasn't that easy. I wrote a book connected to my own family history. And when I started to research, my maternal grandfather died in a prison labor camp. I never met him.
Yeah.
But at one point I broke down. I just couldn't go on. And you explore this. You know, your writing is beautiful. One line says, losing a parent as a child, before we fully understand who we are or who we will become, changes us in a profound, uncomfortable way. It's a crack that keeps opening, a knife that keeps twisting.
Yeah, I mean, those words were really hard to write. I mean, as you may know, like, death is quite taboo in Chinese culture, and it's not talked about comfortably or openly at times. And, you know, in the past, maybe that's made me uncomfortable too, but I really felt like I needed to kind of own that story for my own healing and also for my family's legacy and for my kids to understand a little bit about their family history because, you know, we live in the West and the intergenerational history gets lost. And I wanted to have this as a little piece of their grandfather, their gung gung that they never met. They're at the stage where they might not appreciate it now, but I think that story is there now. It's there forever. They can come to it.
It's there for them when they're ready.
When they're ready, yeah, absolutely.
For the rest of us, you know, for the person flipping through purchasing this book, what do you want people to take away from reading this?
Joy. And that's really simple. I think that the book is joyous. What people have said when they look at the cover, for example, that has a vegetable smiling face. The recipes are incredibly fun. They're creative, really tasty. I think the joyfulness was really important to me because the book is honoring a person that is no longer with me. So it needed to be joyous. It needed to bring joy to other people's lives. And I really believe that it does when people start cooking from the book.
Yeah. We have been talking with Chef Hedy Loy McKinnon. Her new book is called Tender Heart, a book about vegetables and unbreakable family bonds. Great privilege, Hedy. So nice to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Scott.